Yeah, maybe you can help define something. So it's like, here's this person, let's say there's someone causing harm, and I wish them well-being. I say, oh, I wish you well-being. And that person's mind, they're causing the harm is what brings them well-being. And per se, or am I wishing from my own perspective of learning that it's like, I'm wishing, you know, it's like, oh, being non-harm, being more generous and kind to others. So I'm wishing the well-being that I'm learning that is non-harm towards myself or to others. So if I go, oh, I wish you well-being, is there also in the mind that comes from non-harm, compassion? Or do I just say, I'm wishing you well-being, and it's a kind of person that actually doesn't care whether they harm or not? So I'm just, I'm trying to fine-tune that, if that makes sense in any way.
I think I understood at least the first part, that, you know, there are sometimes people who have a sense of gratification, you know, in what ends up being a harmful action on their part. And your wish for their well-being is a wish for their long-term well-being, or should be, not for just a short-term gratification. So if you see somebody who's kind of getting some kind of benefit or, you know, temporary gratification, but what they're doing is actually harmful in the long run, then your support of that, if you were to support that in some way, then that's not really actually in their best interest.
So if I'm wishing them,
you can still wish them
that you learn whether it comes from non-harm. So it's like, wow, I wish this person could find goodness that comes from non-harm.
Yeah, and that moves into the, you know, the experience of compassion. You see somebody who's actually engaging in harmful behavior, and you have a wishing for them not to be, you know, causing harm to themselves and to other people. That's a compassion for their suffering that they're going to be creating for themselves.
So is that metta then, or it's not metta? If it's more coming from that level.
Well, it should have a component of metta because you are wishing for their well-being. But metta and compassion, like when you see somebody doing something that's going to be causing, or that's going to cause them suffering or is causing them suffering, that doesn't mean that there isn't metta with it at all. So they're not mutually exclusive. So that kind of wishing for somebody to be non-harmful, not engaging in harm, is from a sense of wanting their well-being. So they're not mutually exclusive.
Yeah, and I appreciate that. Cause sometimes it's like I find them come from compassion, but sometimes the Brahma Viharas are these separate things that are being presented. And yet I have found for myself, it seems, you know, the metta and the karuna really are mixed from in my own self.
They're just kind of, you know, they're all bound, all four of them are boundless qualities, just maybe kind of looking at the world of experience from a slightly different angle. And the response that comes up in different situations, whether it's seeing someone else's suffering or seeing someone else's joy and resonating with that. And then equanimity, adding the quality of discernment and wisdom through all of the Brahma Viharas. But it's interesting, the most commonly fleshed out Brahma Vihara that the Buddha talks about is metta, yeah. You know, at least in the original canon.